Alveda King calls for end to abortion's genocide against black children. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on November 3, 2020. Dr. Alveda King, the niece of Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., wrote Sunday that abortion is without a doubt the most significant civil rights issue of our time. For many, many decades, black women and babies have been disproportionately targeted by the abortion industry, Dr. King wrote in an essay for The Washington Times. Babies of black mothers are three times more likely to be aborted than white babies, resulting in 20 million black children having been legally killed in America since 1973. It is without a doubt the most significant civil rights issue of our time, she said. Despite claims by Planned Parenthood that abortion somehow liberates black women, the opposite is true, Dr. King suggests, noting striking similarities between abortion and black slavery. No racial group in America, historically and currently, has been more left out of societal protection or suffered more deliberate discrimination, dehumanization, agonizing dismemberment and death legally imposed upon them than black children, she states. Nearly 160 years after auction and purchase of slaves was prohibited, body parts of black babies are still being sold across America by the abortion industry. More than a century and a half since President Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation, formally ending chattel slavery, we still see vestiges of that vile institution in the way black women and their unborn children are treated today, King observes. King has joined with other black leaders of the Prenatal Non-Discrimination Alliance, PRENDA, to issue the Equality Proclamation, written and declared in the spirit of the Emancipation Proclamation. The document focuses on giving black women and children targeted by the abortion industry's discriminatory practices equal protection under the law, King states, and is a document every American of conscience can embrace, especially in this day when the tragedy of racial division seems so thrust upon us. We the undersigned do hereby proclaim equality for all of God's children, born or unborn and of every color, the text states. And, as Abraham Lincoln did, we adjure our governments and our fellow Americans to take courage to renew the battle which their fathers began, to deeply consider these little human victims being trodden on, degraded and imbruted by their fellows, to rise above the politically correct machinations of the day, to search the Constitution, human history, and their own hearts to rediscover the timeless and unspeakably important truth that we all, even the very smallest and most helpless of us all, are still created equal. Follow at Williams Rome.